Commissioner with the National Development Planning Commission, Dr. Ishmael Yamson, has identified macroeconomic stability, instability, inadequate infrastructure, improper planning, and the economic turbulence that follows its selection as setback to the sustenance of the manufacturing sector and the overall development of the country. He said Ghana requires at least 10 years of continuous economic stability to build strong manufacturing confidence in any investor who wants to do business in the country. Dr. Yamson was speaking at a consultative meeting in Accra with professional bodies organized by the NDPC to collate views for the completion of the medium-term national development policy framework, the Ghana Shared Growth and Development Agenda 2. We bring you Dominic Lodge's report.
Government has since 2010 been implementing the Ghana Shared Growth and Development Agenda as its medium-term national development policy framework. The National Development Planning Commission, NDPC, is mandated by law to develop a new policy document to replace the current one. As part of the development of the document, the commission conducts meetings with stakeholders to collate views to have a comprehensive and implementable policy for the country. The consultative forum in Accra brought together technical experts from various sectors of the economy. A commissioner with the NDPC, Dr. Ishmael Yamson, was unhappy about the level of Ghana's debt portfolio and wondered how politicians have managed to bring the country's debt to the current level when development partners had in a few years ago written off the country's debt through the HIPIC initiative. Dr. Yamson called for political discipline in the management of the economy using the new policy framework to ensure that the goals envisaged in it are achieved.
If you cast your mind back, the only period where we have had elections without destroying our economy was in 2004. Otherwise, every year where we have elections, we manage to destroy the economy. And then it takes us 3 years to think of how to get it. We need 10 years of continuous stability to build strong manufacturing confidence. So we need to get it right. We need to have discipline in this government. If we don't do that, we can't protect it.
The Director General of the NDPC, Dr. Regina Educhum, said within the context of Ghana's long-term aspiration of a just, free and prosperous society, the medium-term vision under the Ghana Shared Growth and Development Agenda for 2014-2017 period is to have a stable, united, inclusive and prosperous country with opportunities for all. The vision, she explained, entails increasing the average incomes of Ghanaians, building a new Ghana where there will be increased access to quality education and health services, and application of technology in agriculture and manufacturing will be high, while ensuring that export earnings no longer depend on unprocessed primary products and extractives. Dr. Educhum stated that the new policy proposal is anchored on continuous pursuit of microeconomic stability, strategic investment in human capital, and science and technology. A participant and president of the Ghana Institute of Architects, Joseph Hayford, said even though the new National Development Plan is a comprehensive piece of document that could help propel the development of the country, political will is critical in implementing the strategies.
They've done a good job in putting together a few points that we have come to contribute to it, but in all, it's a good submission. The most difficult thing is having the political will to execute it and staying the course, and making sure that successive governments do not stray from the goal, which is mutual for everybody. So that's where the problem is. Somebody is saying that Kwame Nkrumah's 7-year development plan contained a lot of what we are talking about, but up to now, all these things haven't been implemented. At the end of it all, it's the political will to stay the course.
The Commission is proposing over 1,000 policy strategies in 7 thematic areas for implementation in the 2014-2017 period.
Dominic Lodge reporting.